Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Social Joey. Here is your host, Jack Munson.
I am the man in the box, buried in my social. Hey, geeks, how are you? Welcome back to Social Geek Radio. Today, we're talking more and more about video with one of our favorite guests returning. But first, a quick announcement. The International Franchise Association Marketing Innovation Technology Conference, that's a mouthful, so we call it MITCON for short, also known as the conference formerly known as Frantech. It's happening in Austin, Texas, October 18th and 19th, 2018. Serving as your co-chair this year for the marketing track is yours truly, and we're working on some awesome keynotes and sessions and workshops, and most of all, networking events. So if you haven't signed up already, please do. Please join us in Austin, October 18th and 19th for MITCON. Information and registration available now at franchise.org. That's franchise.org. Okay, on to the video segment with one of our favorite guests returning. It's Stefania Sigurdsson Forbes, Senior Director of Marketing at one of my favorite companies in the franchise space, Franchise Blast. Stefania, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing great. And I am so excited to talk more video with you because you are not only a strategist, consultant, and marketing expert, but you're a practitioner of great videos. And I have to tell you, your recent video series that you've been doing the past couple of weeks on the characters you meet along the way in business, these are absolutely fantastic. It's been fun because I think it's relatable and everybody can say, oh yeah, I've met that character in my past. So awesome job on those.
Yeah, well, we'll keep it up. So thanks for the feedback, Jack.
You bet. Well, you've really tapped into something with these videos that you're doing, not just the ones about the characters, but all of the other, you know, sort of marketing information and background stuff you've been giving. So I think you've really tapped into something there for people in our space. But we all know that this is important and you've got to do videos, but you're actually doing it. So what do you see as trends out there that other practitioners could sort of jump in and you know, fill a need?
Definitely. So when we're looking at practitioners and we're looking at the research behind it, 81% of businesses currently use video as a marketing tool. And that's up in the HubSpot survey. They do the survey every single year. So last year it was 63% and this year it's 81%.
Wow.
So it's just like a really, really dramatic rise. And, you know, I think we've both been in marketing departments where there's been lots of tests, lots of trends, and then you end up killing that test the next year. And it's just sort of, you know, you roll up your sleeves for the next thing. So when you look at video, 99% of marketers that currently use video plan to use it again. And to me, that tells the whole story, that people that start using video get hooked on it.
And that's kind of a change from the old days. And when I say the old days, I mean, you know, 5 or 10 years ago, where a company would make a video and you know, they would go through all kinds of production and it would take 6 months to produce 1 5-minute video and the CEO would approve it. And then it would go on the website and that would be the one video that they made for, you know, 5 years.
Yes. Completely agreed. Video is becoming just more and more this way that we communicate. It's just a much faster way for people to understand the concept immediately. I was just watching a video the other day that was like about some like geopolitical stuff. And I watched the video for 3 minutes and I completely understood it in mm-hmm. that instance. Mm-hmm. Whereas to read that in text, it would have taken a lot longer for me to really learn that concept.
I had the same experience this week with someone explaining blockchain and cryptocurrency in a video that was maybe 45 seconds long. Mm-hmm. And it did a better job of explaining it to someone like me who's really struggling with some of these concepts right now. And I thought, wow, and this was not a professional video. It was some young marketing guy from one of these companies just put this video together. And he basically was saying, hey, here's what it is. And 45 seconds later, I had all of my questions answered.
Yep, exactly. And I remember when everything was all about infographics, that the stats were all about how visuals just help you understand, like they're closer to your sort of the way that humans kind of like digest information. And I would say it's even more so for video than just visuals alone.
Yeah, I got to tell you, infographics at some point feel a little intimidating if it's anything I have to scroll more than two times to get to the bottom of the infographic, I start losing interest right away. But a video is a little different. You know, there's you want to see what's coming up next and you want to see how it's going to end.
Yep, for sure, for sure. Can I tell you something that may surprise you? Like
yes.
This huge, crazy stat.
Yes.
So I was doing some research on this the other day for Franchise Blast. And what I found was that the average company produces 377 videos per year.
377 videos. And this could be of any size and sort of any format, 377 videos?
Yes, correct.
Wow.
And so like when you mentioned about that idea of, hey, companies used to do like this huge, highly produced, super expensive video, and it would go by like the marketing director and the CEO and everybody, and then it would sit there for 3 to 5 years. Now it's just this huge amount of videos that are less highly produced. So this is why I love like this new approach to video where you're thinking of three different ways of creating it. So first you have your consumer content, then you have your live stream, and then you have one-on-one video where sales reps are actually using video to pitch.
Let's go through those one by one. So let's start with the consumer content. What are people doing there that seems to be working, or maybe the other side, what are some things that aren't being as successful?
Sure. So, I mean, I think that a lot of us, when we think of consumer video, the first thing that we think about is an animated explainer video. Well, that's mm-hmm. my experience anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the mistake is only using that. So I think some neat consumer content ideas include vlogs, having like a weekly vlog. There's so many blogs out there, but how about having a vlog instead?
Mm-hmm.
Another neat one is culture videos, where you show like a genuine slice of life at the office, and you show like the ping pong table that you have, and you show kind of that person that has that neat talent that nobody knows about. You're kind of creating that, you know, three-dimensional picture of your company rather than just sort of like thinking of yourself as like a line on a spreadsheet. This is something that I have seen work beautifully for franchise systems and to show kind of those really neat people behind the home office.
Yeah, people love behind the scenes stuff. And I think in franchising, it can be even more relevant because if you're a potential franchisee, you want to see, okay, what's my day going to be like working with some of these people? And, you know, you can't get that from some stock photography.
Nope, exactly. And it's all about kind of like that, creating a genuine experience where people are really seeing people with all their quirks, but it also kind of helps you love them more, right? And
yeah,
just that emotional side in franchising is just like so huge. The other video that I would say, if you were to, you know, choose one, would be testimonials.
Mm.
So having like real testimonials that are from your franchisees or from your customers, etc., is really, really powerful. And there's like neat ways that you can do it. Like I've done it where I've said, hey, in exchange for a testimonial, I'll send you a GoPro. And people love that. And then they shoot the testimonial on the GoPro.
Ah, that's an interesting idea, because they could say, well, I really don't know how to do this, and I don't have a GoPro. Well, here you go. We're going to send you one.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And it's just like this added bonus. And then that person can bring it home to their families and they can have a lot of fun. And the feelings are like strong all around. And in the meantime, you also have this amazing video testimonial from your customer. Right. So, I mean, that's like the thing was, when I sort of looked at the 377 videos per year, I was super overwhelmed. But then when I saw all the different ways that you can create video, I was like, oh, actually, that's not that overwhelming. It's actually quite reasonable. Like if you even include like some interesting webinar content or some thought leadership stuff and kind of just repurpose some of that, that can go a long way in the video world.
Are companies doing a good job getting that that huge number, which still blows my mind, 377 videos? Are they doing a good job of distributing those, or do you think there's a lot of videos that have been created that are sitting on some website page somewhere that no one is looking at?
I think that it's totally not being looked at, yeah, especially in distributed organizations like a franchise, right? Where maybe you have like a franchisee who just is loving video and they post some really fun videos on Instagram, you know, showing someone putting together food or something, and you might see it and then you like it and then you don't look at it again. But yeah, imagine if you created some kind of repository, especially like, you know, if you're a food brand where like we like looking at food online, right? Because we're all hungry. So yeah. Or maybe that's just me.
No, it's right now it's me too. Yes. Yeah. let's stop talking about food, as a matter of fact. So where should someone keep those, or is it a matter of keeping them in multiple places to hit people who are searching multiple places?
I think it really depends on your personal marketing mix. So depending on where your audience is, you should place your videos. So, I think you and I've talked before about, you know, YouTube is a no-brainer, and really, yeah, like I would pick your brain on that. I wouldn't be the person to know about that. But I think you were saying before that that is like your library. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. It's so many people, you know, sort of live in YouTube and they're following channels and they're subscribed to multiple things. To me, it's the place I go to search for how-to stuff or explain to me, you know, cryptocurrency or whatever. Like that's where I go to learn. It's not so much that I'm following stuff that's just going to show up in front of me, but other people I know use it in a very different way. So I guess you could hit all of us by making sure you have a good presence on YouTube.
Yep, exactly. So I think like the YouTube thing is a no-brainer. And then depending on your target market, I was talking to a young friend of mine. And basically for her, if it's not on Instagram, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So she was all about, hey, got to hit Instagram with anything that's consumer related. And I think she is correct for that younger set.
Yeah. And maybe not even for the younger set. I see the demographics of Instagram just aging along with the population and even faster. You know, there's more and more Generation X and baby boomers jumping on Instagram and engaging every day. So I think it's just like Facebook, right? What was once considered for the kids is now something that all generations are very active in. And also with the new Instagram TV possibilities there. I know, you know, as of when we're recording this today, it's still fairly new, but I can't see this not taking off in a big way. Are you seeing many brands using IGTV so far?
I haven't seen IGTV a lot, but I have seen a lot of animated videos going on Instagram. So maybe like sort of like a quick version of someone putting together a meal or someone putting together a whole bunch of supplies in order for them to do their job. I'm seeing a lot of that stuff going on, and the view count is amazing. So it's, I think you're right about, you know, those Instagram videos really taking off over time.
Yeah. Let's jump into some of the other categories of videos that you mentioned, live stream and one-to-one video messages.
Sure. So live stream video is another huge category and something that some marketers will overlook just out of fear, right? Because live stream is live. You can't go through those lengthy approval processes. And I think that some practitioners get a little bit nervous around it, right? Mm-hmm. But according to my research, 63% of people between the ages of 18 to 34 watch live streaming content regularly. So this is a really up and coming medium, and it's something for you to think about doing in a safe way. So if you're that marketing director who's a little bit risk averse, you might want to think about doing that live stream content in a way that's relatively safe. So one way that I've seen it work is recording a franchise training class right after that training class is done. So right after your new franchisees go through training, they're often gung-ho, they feel super inspired.
Yeah.
Feeling the love for home office.
Yeah.
Videos of that feeling, especially if you get people from different regions with different accents and you're seeing the camaraderie among the team, I think that can be like a pretty safe way to engage in that live streaming video. And I've seen it work absolutely beautiful.
That is a great idea. And again, I love that idea of a franchise candidate seeing that, you know, excitement and, you know, like you said, sort of, you know, gung-ho feeling with everyone and seeing that and saying, hey, I could be a part of that. That would be a great experience. So that's a fantastic idea.
Yep. And so it's just sort of those safe places. Like I've also even seen it like as an internal tool after like a franchise advisory board meeting, when everyone is feeling super good and they're feeling like they really got a lot done, let's break out the camera and kind of like building on that energy. And the fellow franchisees who see their kind of leadership franchisees with, you know, that body language, you know, as well as their words, you're seeing all those nonverbal cues, right? So that can be really, really positive.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And one-to-one video messages. Let's jump into that briefly too. This is you're suggesting this is more of a sales tool direct to a customer. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a few different ways. And I would say out of all of the different video that we discussed today, I would say that the one-to-one video is the most emerging. So I've seen salespeople use this to get those prospects that they just couldn't get. So this would be a special video that you create, and it's a video especially for that prospect. So it's like saying, hi, Mr. Prospect, my name is Joe. And, you know, here is something that I think would be of use to you, or, you know, giving them some of that value add through video, because then they're seeing who you are rather than, you know, seeing you as just another email in the inbox. So although it takes a little bit more time to create, you do get more open rates when you have video in the subject, and you also get click-through rates a little more, and they kind of get more familiar with you. Another way to use video messages, and I've used this one personally with the mainstream media, is in public relations. So people in the mainstream media are super, super busy, and they get totally deluged with different pitches, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you have like a
for immediate release, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And they get like 30, 40, 50 of these a day, and they're just like skip, skip, skip. But then if you have this video, they're like, first of all, they kind of imagine what you'd be like on TV or on radio. And then second, they actually see that you're a human being and that you cared enough to think about who they are and what their name is and what beat they're working and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's a good point. It is almost like a little bit of an audition for the interview that they could be doing on your news program.
Yep, exactly. So that's a really neat one. The final neat one, and this is really good for international organizations or distributor organizations where you can't kind of reach people face-to-face all the time, is having like the president of the company congratulate someone on a great result. So whether it's like just this awesome sales result that maybe a franchisee broke a record, or some innovation result, et cetera. So imagine instead of doing a phone call because nobody else, you know, nobody picks up the phone anymore, as you probably know, do a video from the president. And then the person can like show, you know, their family and they can show their team members. They can say like, how cool is this? I just got this from the president.
Yeah. And if that goes viral, terrific. And I think, like you said, sharing that with their family, because let's face it, that's who you really want to make your team members look like a hero to, is to their friends and family. So that's a great idea.
Yeah. So that's the one-to-one, and I'm expecting to see growth in that area as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much for those, Stefania. Our guest today on Social Geek Radio is Stefania Sigurdsson Forbes, Senior Director of Marketing at Franchise Blast. One quick note, today's episode is brought to you by Franchise Dictionary Magazine. The August issue is out soon, focusing on fitness franchises. You can check that out August 1st at franchisedictionarymagazine.com. That's franchisedictionarymagazine.com. Stefania, thanks so much for joining us. And if anyone's interested in some of the cool stuff that you guys are doing at Franchise Blast, where should we send those folks if they want to learn, or maybe they've got some questions about Franchise Blast?
Sure. So definitely check out our website at franchiseblast.com, or you can also search us on all social, on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, search for Franchise Blast there. We have an awesome support team, so they would love to answer any questions that you have.
Excellent. Franchiseblast.com. And we will see your continued video series popping up on all social channels every Wednesday morning. And we look forward to seeing those as well. Stefania, thanks so much for joining us today. And we'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you, Jack.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and good night.
Thanks for listening to Social Geek Radio. Copyright 2018 Social Geek Radio.